Okay, today's daf is Psachim in the Yerushalmi Daf Lamed, the 30th daf here in Perek Makom Shenahagu. This Perek, which has many different topics, because it's all about Minhagim. We said Minhagim, based on the Pasuk of Altitosh Torah Simecha, which mentioned in the Bavli, or remember the tour, quotes the Pasuk of Baltasig, don't step on other people's borders, and these are borders that were mentioned, that were made by earlier. But minhagim are crucial. Rav Soloveitchik spent many a shir developing minhagim, which halacha they were based on, and he said that many minhagim have some type of halachic basis. It's being machber for a certain shita, so we'll have to maybe get to some of those as we travel through this parak. So the last shir we mentioned losis godudu, which is an important discussion, how this losis godudu relates to minhagim. There were some chilukim made here in the Yerushalmi, whether it's if it's based on two different minhagim, it's okay, it's not a violation. Two different halachas, it would be a problem unless it's based on psukim, like we saw Purim is based on psukim in the text of the Megillah, so obviously it's not a problem to violate. There are other chilukim that are made in Maseches Yevamos. Is it within one city or different cities, one bezdin, different batidinim? But we'll leave that for now. So now we get into the top of Daf Lamed, the next sugyus of Minhagim, Kayotze Bo, relating to Minhagim. Kayotze Bo, similarly, the following. We know that Perish Shviyas have a level of Kedusha, and one is allowed to eat, and one has a mitzvah. The Ramban counts it as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah say to eat Peir Shvius, in one of the Husafos that he said that the Rambam, did not mention. But the halacha is, as we know, that Peir Shvius are only mutter up until the time of Bi'ur, until the time that the food is available for animals out in the field. As long as the food is available for animals in the field, so then we are allowed to partake of it. But when it's no longer available for animals in the field, so then one has to do something to the fruit, be mevaer of the fruit. There is a machlokas we've shown him. What exactly does biur mean? According to the Rambam, one has to destroy it. One has to get rid of the peirush shvius. The Rambam writes this in Perek Shvi'i, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Shvita V'Yovel. Perish Shvias ein ochlen mehem ela kolzman shosu amin matsui basada. Perish Shvias are only eaten as long as that min, and the Mishnayos and Shvias talk about what happens if you have mixed up minim, but as long as that min is available in the field. Shneimar will v'lehemtecha v'lachaya asher baritzecha tiye kol tuasa lechol kolzman shahaya chaya ocheles mimin zeh min asada. As long as the chaya is eating from this min from the field, at the ochel me'asher b'bayis, then you're allowed to eat from your house. Kala l'chaya min asada, chaya l'va'er oso mir min abayis. You have to get rid of it, you have to be meva'er it. It's like we have bi'ur chametz. So the Rambam says, bi'ur peir shvius is similar. Zehu abir shal peir shvius, keitzad. Hare shal yolo gogere shal shvius b'doch beso. You have some dried figs. Ochel me'an kol zman sha te'enim bi'ilanos b'asada. As long as those figs are available on the trees in the field, kalua te'enim in asada. Once there are no more figs, asur le'echom in agrogeris shvabayis elam avarosan. You're not allowed to eat from them. You have to be mevaret. It doesn't say until after you're mevaret. It says you have to be mevaret. So what does that mean? It sounds like the Rambam that you biur, like you destroy them. Hayelo peiris merubin mechalkan mazon shalosh sudos lekol echad veechad va'asur le'echol achar habir. There's a machlokas in the girsos in Mishvias, but the Rambam's gir says asur. It's asur to eat the produce after the time of biur. Bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. Whether it's to the poor or to the rich. Ve'im lo matza ochlin b'shas habir soreif ba'esh omashlich layam. That is the shita of the Rambam. That is how one does beer. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah here, the Kesef Mishnah says, Mishnah Perek Tes Teshvius v'chul, he quotes the Mishnah, and then he says, Reb Yossi Omer, Echad Aniyim v'Echad Ashirim, Ochlin Achar Habir. The Kachi Shniyah B'Toras Kohanim Ubi Yerushalmi. The Kachi Gersas Rabbi Shimshon. The Rashbi Shantz has the Gersa of everyone can eat it after beer. The Kachi Gersas Ramban. And this is the Gersa of the Ramban that we'll see in, we'll read it inside in Parshas Bahar. The Kasa Befeir Pirish. Aniyim Kosh Shaliktu Aperis Misodas Achirin Hefker Ashirim Bali Sodas Asman. Aniyim means it's not your field. Ashir means it is your field. Shaliktu Asaman Asodashim Efkirim. The Chain Gersas Atosvis Perak Makam Shenagu. Viadua Shalacha Kreb Yossi. Pass my Kreb Yossi that anybody can eat it. The kasu lefi gersasam zu to hadamashba b'chol makom to asher lechol achar habiur hainu kishemachzuk v'em kishalo, and even According to this Gersa, when is it Asur to eat it after Biur? That's if you haven't done Biur. If you keep it to yourself, Aval Acher Shehif Kiran Vahotzion Merishuso, but if you are mafkir it, that's the Ramban and many other Rishonim's form of Biur, Sheyochamehem Bein Adam Bein Chaya, and Chazar Vezachabahem, Vechris Lotok Beso, Ocha Vaholech Achi Yichlu. Then you're able to partake of it and eat it once you were mafkirid, and then you took it back. Gam sefer mitzvahs gadol chasav tosefta zu v'chasav alei hinei lamata shabir hu shelo yachzak adam beperos alei yafkar akol. The smag says the beer means mafkir v'derech hefker mutarim lecho ubi Yerushalmi, that he quotes the Yerushalmi in Perek Tes of Shvius. All after all of that. V'rabbeinu ha'yagores b'mishna shekasafti, Rabbi Yossi omer echadim v'chadashirim, ein ochle macha rabir. So the Rambam has the other girsa. V'kach mevuar b'dvarav behedya b'pirsh mishnayis halacha shlishis miperek chamishi upasak Rabbi Yossi. So he has the girsa of Asur, and he passes like Rabbi Yossi, and he quotes the Mari Kirkus and the Ravid. Everybody argues on the Rambam, but this is a major machloka. So again, that's the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, clearly says the Hemtuch of Alachaya. He quotes the Ramban in Mishnah Torah. V'akili azel opir sharav mahu ve'inyano. So he quotes Rashi did not explain what it is, and I'll explain it. She yichala hapir sacharzman mibeso lehafkiran. The Ramban says to be mafkirid v'hu Biur shvius sheskiru chachamim chol makom. Ve'eino inyan sheyu apeiros achar zman abiur asur bahano bachila. That's not the biur. Biur for chametz does not mean the same thing as biur for shvius. They both mean get out of your house, but one means kind of more to destroy it. V'yemuchuyev la'abdam. V'lo manu chachamim b'mishna apeiros shvius lo manan esrafim v'lo manan nikbarim. And he says, you look at the end of Temura, where the Mishnah says in Daflam and Gimel, all the list of the nikbarin and the nisrafin, it's not on either list. The eno ella sheyut sarech levara mirishuso ula hafkiram la'aniyim to be mafkir ula chaladam ke'inyin bi'arti hakodesh minabayis. And he quotes then the girsa that we have according to Rabbi Yossi. Pirish aniyim kol sheluktu aperis b'sadosh shalachirim min hafkir v'yashirim ba'alei sados atzman sheluktu osan minasados shalahem behefkiram. And that is Rabbi Yossi v'alacha kidvarav. And he quotes that, and then he quotes the idea of Otzer Bezdin. Interesting, right? It's nowhere in Shas, but it's a Tosefta. The concept of Oser Bezdin, Bezdin being responsible for the fruit and then giving it out. That's something that has come up the last couple of Shemitahs as an option. It keeps the Kedusha. It's one of the more popular, very strong options. He quotes, HaYishluchei Bezdin Mechashim Kal Pischei Ayaros, Kol Mi Shemevi Peres Ato Yad HaNolan Osan Miemenu Venosin Lo Mazal Shei Shudos, Fashar Nechnasim Oso La Otsar Sheba'ir. This Ramban and Rav Kook made this Tosefta famous. It's not in the Mishnah Torah. It's interesting why the Rambam doesn't quote it and others, but it's in this Tosefta. And goes into Otzer Bezdin, the Bezdin is the Shlichim. Okay, we're not going to get into all of this now, but that's what the Ramban quotes, that whole area of Halacha. So with all this background, we go to the Mishnah. Let's say I'm traveling and I have fruit in my suitcase. And I go from a place where makam shekalu, I go from a place that there is no more of this fruit in the field. So therefore, it's after the time for biur from where I'm coming from. But I come to a place where there's plenty of this fruit. L'makam shelo kalu, omi makam shelo kalu, makam shekalu, chayav levar. In both those cases, you have to be mevayar. If you come to a place where nobody, this fruit is no longer available on the field, you have to be mevayar it. Or if you come to a place where there's plenty of them in the stores, but because you came from a place where it was already ne'asar, it's ne'asar, and therefore you cannot partake of it. This is another example of chumra sheyatzem isham and chumra shehalach l'sham. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, and the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yehuda means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tseva habelecha afata. Go bring it. Go bring it. What is Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Go bring it. We'll see. According to the Gemara, he is being makel in the case where he comes from a place where it is not finished to a place where it is finished, and he'll say it's still mutter because, you know, you could go yourself and bring it. So we'll see. Says the Gemara now, expanding on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? The commentator says, Ad Rabbi Yehuda Koi. The following is going on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Kalu mi Tveria, v'lo kalu mi Tziporin. Right, in Tveria, there's no longer this fruit on the tree, but he comes to Tzipori, and there is Amar lo mi Tziporin Evesim. So he could say, mi Tziporin Evesim. What does that mean? Imenata, and the commentator says, Hadamar of Yehuda Tseva Havela Chavata, this is explaining the last line of the Mishnah. at a place where he comes from a place which had the fruit, to a place where it didn't have the fruit. Rabbi Yehuda is being makel and says, he doesn't have to be biur. He could say to them, I brought this from Sipori, you go to Sipori. Meaning it's still available. Shasham lo kalu. The ain bazem machlokes v'shinui minhag kiven shapeiros mimakam shemutrheim. And this is not considered a violation. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Mishnah previously. But he's saying it's still available. I got it from there. You could go there. So again, back to the Gemara. Armalo mitzipor mevesim. I brought it from Sipori. Im einat ma'amineini. If you don't believe me, tzeva havil chafata. Go yourself and bring it from there. So Rabbi Yehuda has this svara that it's not a violation of makom because he says you could just bring it from there. Rabbi Hananiah, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Achad, Rabbi Pinchas say, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Shnei Mamru Davar Echad, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah in Shvius, really say the same thing. Really say the same thing. Why did Tanin and Taman? Because we learned there in the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says, go bring it, and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah in Shvius, to Tanin and Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Shvius, Ochlin ala Mufkar, Vein Ochlin ala Shamur. A person is allowed to eat as long as there is fruit available out in the fields, in the hefker fields. But ve'in ochlan ala shamor, if there are fruit on the trees in fenced off gardens that are private property, that's not good enough. Animals can't go in there, can they? Most of them can't go in there, so that's not good enough to be considered that it's still available, and that's considered kala le'besadcha min ha'behemos. Tanakama says, if it's available only in a makam shamur, it's not good enough. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no, afala shamur. Rabbi Yosi would say, why? Right, even if it's available in the shamur, in the shamur, it is okay. Why? And Rabbi Yosi would say, Omer lo, min ha-shamur hevesin. What do you mean? I went and knocked on the door, and I got fruit from this, this person who closed off his field. I brought it. V'meina tamaminein. If you don't believe me, I said the ploni, mishaveres levanecha. It's in front of you. Tseva ve'lecha avata. You know, go bring it. Go bring yourself. So Rabbi Yosi again says, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's available. And therefore, feel free to go get it. It's not called kala minha sada. The pashup shot of this Gemara is that he says, you know, go get it. It's available minha shamur. There's a major machlokas we showed him whether shamur v'ne'evad. Whether you have a field that was guarded or worked during Shemitah, does that asur the Peir Shemitah? Let's say I got it. I'm supposed to be mafkir. I'm supposed to shamot, kol ba mashe yado. I'm so, about money and about the fruit. So I'm supposed to let it be. What if I didn't? So Rov Rishonim say that might have been done, but it doesn't asur the fruit. That's what most say. It's based on the Rishonim in Yevamis. At the end, on Dav Kuf Chaf Beis. But there is a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shamur V'Nevet is Asur. We don't pasken like Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva Beferish. We don't pasken like Rabbeinu Tam. Even if something is Shamur V'Nevet, it does not Asur the fruit. You don't have to worry about buying it. It does not Asur the fruit. We don't pasken like Rabbeinu Tam. This Gemara, Ar Yerushalmi, Pashtus holds like that. That it's Mutter. Because what does the guy say? Go take. Does he just mean this as a figure of speech? That, you know, theoretically you could go take, it's asur mishum shamur, but it's available in the field. Maybe that's how Rabbeinu Tam would understand this. That doesn't mean that actually you could take it and eat it. It just means that halachically, by definition, it's available, and therefore it's not considered zman bi'ur. But other Rishonim would say, no, this means literally you could take it, right? It has to do with how do you understand the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Kuf Chav Beis. That's where the Gemara talks about the Azeka story. What's the case there? The case there, if you remember. Ovik Gachavim, Kuf Chav Beis, Manalav, and Yevamis, in the Bavli. Ovik Gachavim, Shei Mocher, Peres, Bashuk. A guy is selling fruit, Va'amar, and he wants to, convince you to buy it. So, Va'amar, Peres, Halalu, Shal Arlaim. He says, these are Arla, these are first years. So he's trying to get you to say, they're fresh, they're for the first couple of years. But, you know, he doesn't realize that Arla is not allowed for us. But they're not old. Shel Azeka Hain. They're from Azeka. Shall not the Ravai heim lo amar klum. So the Mishnah Gemara says there, you don't have to assume that they're mamish arla from Azeka, and therefore if they're arla, they wouldn't be able to be in. Why? Because you could just say he's trying to make a buck. Lo niskaving elo hashbiach mikcho. He's just trying to convince you to buy it, and therefore you don't have to assume that they're aser. Rashi says lo amar klum lo osher malkach elo halachach harov shezem shaker. He's lying. Ulashbiach mecho niskavin. He's just coming to praise his mekach. V'chein neta ravai, lodiya shebiras detiyahein. And then, so all of these, you could assume that it is He didn't mean it. But what are the potential isurim here? So Arlo, we understand. Parrot, my netter avayu, understand. What's azeka? Rashi. Shel azeka mi pardes meuzak v'gader saviv lo l'shomro. It's from a guarded field. V'hishna shvius. So what does it sound like from that, Rashi? Sound like from that day, and therefore it would be usher. Says Rashi, v'kashali to my yisur yeshkan im avrzman biur lo shtamana meshubav lo shtamana mufkar asurim. I don't understand. If it's after the time for biur and he didn't do biur, that it's usher. Whether it's mufkar or meshumar, and it's before zmana biur elav elu mutarin. So Rashi says beferish that it's nothing to do with meshumar. Wouldn't be usher. So Rashi says a kubedum eli the hayazeka shema ir shebe eretz yisrael upeirosehal meshubachim. It's a city in eretz yisrael who has great fruit, which has great fruit. V'may ovik olchavim zeh bechutz laaretz. And if this guy is in chutz laaretz umeshabcham va'amar me azeka hevesi, and he says I brought it from azeka. In Choshesh and Lomar Emes Dvarav. You don't have to say, oh, this is Eretz Yisrael fruit. If he's a Chutz La'aretz, and you assume it doesn't have Kedusha, he says, I got it from Azeka, this fancy city in town in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to assume he's telling the truth. V'shem alo nisasru, v'yisrael machram lo. No, el hashbiach mecho, v'achanami. Right, you can assume that he's not telling the truth. So, but the have this day, that's what Rashi says, of course, doesn't mean Mishumar. If you look at Tosfis quotes Rashi, and then says, then quotes Rabbi Nutam towards him. Yomar Rishlo Hayishomer Masor Lamonim Ragli Behema Misham. Maybe it wasn't even guarded. But and then the continuation. I'm not sure if he quotes Rabbi Nutam Beferish or the other Rishonim quote. Yeah, Veinu Rabbi Nutam, the beginning of the Tosus. Ta Behedya Tanya Bataras Konim. It's Invin Zirechalo Sivsar Mena Meshumar Iata Botzer Via Ata Botzer Mena Mufkar. You're allowed to harvest from the Meshumar, not from the Mufkar. So we say most Rishonim say that means you can't harvest in the normal way. You have to do it a little bishinui. Rabbi Natam says, no, it means period. No harvesting. But again, that is the sheet of Rabbi Natam against all other Rishonim, but this Gemara that we have here, Pashtus, sounds like against Rabbi Natam because it sounds like it is Mutta. The Rabban also, the Ritva there, but the Rabbana in the earlier piece in Chaf Hei Beis, in Vayikra, in Pashtus Bahar, he quotes that also. Shabbos Lashem, he quotes that it is Mutta against Rabbi Natam. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Makam shnago limkar b'madaka l'goyim mochrin, a place where the minhag is to sell small animals, goats and sheep, to a guy mochrin. Makam shnago shlo limkar ein mochrin, a place where the minhag is not to ein mochrin. What would be the possible reason why makam shnago shlo limkar in a place where it was a chash of bestiality, revia? That you weren't allowed to sell to the guy because that's included in arai. It's one of the sheva. Expansion of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Arayas or something related, a separate limud. So either way, there was a minog not to sell. But don't be mishane b'pnei machlokas. We'll have to see exactly what that means. But everybody agrees you cannot sell them large animals like oxen. This would be, at least the Havamina here, and the Gemara is going to explain, that you can't sell them b'hemagasa because if they take this animal, this ox, and work with it on Shabbos, then that's going to be a violation of shvisas behemto, of your animal working. The Gemara is going to ask, once you sell it, it's not your animal. What's the problem? But that's the havamina. That ain't mochrim, you can't sell a behemagasa. And not only not a behemagasa that is actually going to be worked, or even gozer, agalim usyachim, even young animals that won't be used for malacha. You're not allowed to use because you might get mixed up by selling them a gadol. Shleimin ushurin. Even if one of them has a broken leg. So therefore, you're not going to use it for malacha. He's not going to use it for malacha still. It's all within the same, din. Rabbi Yehuda, Matav Shur, Rabbi Yehuda does not think a broken leg should be included in the low plug. Because Shur, everybody knows, is a different type of animal. He's not going to, delay with it. He's going to shecht it. And therefore, it's never going to happen that you're going to have the issue of Shisas Behemto. Uben Besera Mater Besus, the Mevatira allows by a horse. Why? He explains the Karban Eda. Because horses in those days were not used to do malacha. They were just used to ride on, for people to ride on. And when a horse carries a person, that's not an Issadar Raisa anyway. That's an Issadar Rabbanon because Chai Nose Es Atzmo. A person carries themselves, which gets it down from a Daraisa to Rabbanon. So we're not gozer in a situation where the whole shash is only that a guy would do an Isser de Rabbanon. That, we don't go that far, right? Look at the last two, skinny lines of Karban Eda, Mater Besus, She'ein Malachto Ela L'Rechiva, Ve'ena Ela Shvus, Mishum Dechai Nosi Es Atzmo. That's what it is. V'lo Ichbas Lani Asi Lahashilo U'Lahaskiro. We'll get to that, and that's not going to bother us because it only is an Isra Durabanan at most. Says the Gemara, Mutter Legadel? What does the first line in the Mishnah say? Machlokas in the Minhagim, whether you could sell a Behema Daka to a guy. But mashma that you could for sure own a Behema Daka and raise a Behema Daka. The only issue is, could you sell it? So he asked the Gemara, are you allowed to raise a Behema Daka, Mutter Legadel? Isn't there a separate Isra Durabanan that you're not allowed to raise a Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael? Mashma, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Halagadel Mutter, Veha, right, don't we have Veha Mishnah Shanina Perak Maruba, Ein Magadan Behema Daka Be'eretz Yisrael, right, the Mishnah Maruba says, V'taima Mishnah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, why? Because it goes and eats from other people's lands, Shemavir Sados Acherim. So you can't even raise it. What do you mean selling it? You can't raise it. Mutter Legadel, Amar Abba could go in Mahir. Maybe it's talking about a case of Mahir. Mahir is an area which you're allowed to raise Behema Daka. Shushisha Asar Mil, Shushisha Asar Mil. It's an area within 16 by 16 mil. So it's owned by, it's by itself. So therefore, you're allowed to raise the Behema Dakas there. What exactly makes this difference? So some Mefarshim say, because there the Ro'eh, the shepherd could see exactly where his sheep are going to make sure that they don't eat in other people's property. Maybe that's an area that has enough grazing for, you know, all the animals are not going to go anywhere farther. So either way, this is an area that's mutter, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, a place like Mahir. Havibon Meimar, the Gemara thought first to say, Mandamar mutter limkar mutter liyachin. According to one who says that you could sell the Behema Dakas to Gayim, they also hold that you could butter, you're allowed to allow seclusion, yichud, these animals and the Gayim, because they kind of go together. If there's no chash revia, then there's a heter of yichud and a heter of mechira. Man damar aser limkar aser liyachid, and the other two go together. If it's aser to sell because you're worried about revia, and that's why there's an isra of yichud. So that's what they thought to say. Reb Yonah, Reb Elazar, b'shem Rav, but Rav says no. Yafilu keman damar mutar limkar aser liyachid. Even according to the one who says that you're allowed to sell, you can't be miyachid. So the question is, why is that? Ma bein limkar, ma bein liyachid. If the whole reason that you can't sell is because you're worried about revia, so then, what? And again, this might be a different time that we can fathom that most, it's talking about some type of, ovdei kochavim, that this was a taiva for them. So, but if you're saying that there's an isser of yichud because they might, violate this isser, so why would you even be allowed to sell? Why would you even be allowed to sell? What would be the chilek between those two? Answers the Gemara, taman. No, there's a big difference if you sell it or not. Selling would be mutter. They don't want to, even if they have a chash revia, they don't want to have revia with their own animal, because that would damage their own animals. Once you sell it, there's no chash. Revia with yichud of your animal, that would be a problem, because they don't mind doing something to your animal that damages it permanently. So taman, kivachu mochvalo. Once you sell it to him, kibahemto shalgahi. So it's like his animal, and therefore there's no worry that he'll do something because it's his animal. He doesn't want to ruin it, right? Says the carbon aid on top. The chasal behemto shalote aker shanaasis akura birevia. He doesn't want to damage his animal. Bram hacha, but here behemto sheyisraeli v'hu chasharale. But if it's someone else's animal, he has no qualms about damaging, and therefore you are not allowed to allow the yichud. Period. Next line of the Mishnah. So makam shnagu shalolim kar. Ain mochrin. So again, the first section was about Behema Daka. If there's a minhag to sell, to allow selling, okay. If the minhag not to sell, so then you are not allowed to sell. Lama. So then the Gemara now gives a different reason, not an issue of revia, a different reason why the issur of selling a Behema Daka, mipshu motzia midei giza. Because there's a mitzvah daraisa of reishis hagez. This is the raisa of shearing the wool and giving the wool to the Kohen. So if you sell it to a guy, you're being mafkia your mitzvah of reishis hages. Amazing. That you can't sell sheep. Okay, so you won't do it. There's no iser, but it's a mitzvah. You're losing the chance to do a mitzvah, and that's why this minhag developed. This minhag developed, but not to sell, so that you're able to do the mitzvah of reishis hages. Says the Gemara, which again is a mitzvah daraisa. It's one of the 613 tough kufcha, and it's a mitzvah lemaisa today. If a Jew has sheep, so the first shearings, go to the Kohen. The Chinuch says in Mitzvah 508, Tavkuf Ches, Shinitz Tavino Lases Rashis Gizas Hatzon Makoanim. Vyalzen Nema Rashis Gaz Soncha Titainlo. And then you're in a Mitzvah, Komishi Ishlo Chamesh Tzon, if anybody has five sheep, Bein zachar and bein akevas, bein talan, bein kfasim gedolim. Afilu gazazan kama pa'amim, bechol pa'am, chayev lasis benatzemer matana lakohen. Every time you do a shearing, you have to give some to the kohen. Ve'elu matana zu shear yadua ben Torah, midaraisa, there is no shear. Aval rav, ishmol, verb yochanan, amru, mesechas chulin, reishas agez, beshishim. 1/60th. 1/60th, because that is a shear of nesina. Because it says nesina, you have to give something significant nesina. Good. There's no tevel. If you don't do it, it doesn't become, mean the animal stays usser. But this is the halacha. There is, quoted in a number of places in Shas, that the nog alma kitlasa sabe. Right? The minhag olam is like the three older rabbis. One of them is Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi bereishis agez, that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. This is not a mitzvah tzvi, but Eretz pashtus. So actually, there's only a Eretz Yisrael, but that's the halacha. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Reishis agez. So again, there's a lot there, but let's do the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's where the minhag comes from. Du kentzal bei medaka is because you'll be mafkia the mitzvah of giza. Says the Gemara, hagatz b'chashay se'ez. What if it's a goat? A goat doesn't have any sheep, doesn't have any wool. So why is that usher to sell shumotzi amidei b'chorah? But what do you mean? You still have the mitzvah of b'chor behema tahora, right? If it has a firstborn, offspring, males, then it's a carbon. Hagatz b'chashay zachar. Okay, what if it's a male? A male's not having any offspring. So what if it's a male goat? There's no wool and there's no bechor. Shumotzia midei matanos. No, but you still, what about the matnas kahuna that you get from every chulin animal? This is a roa, the lachaim, and the keva. So basically, you can't sell any animals to the guy because of this. Says the Gemara me'ata chitam al yimkarlo. So you shouldn't be able to sell any wheat to the guy. Shumotzia midei chala. Right? Because then you're gonna not be, when you bake a dough, you're gonna not be subject and the possible to the mitzvah of chala. The Kabbat Eda here notes, maybe it doesn't say Trumas and Maestras because maybe you're selling it after you are mafresh. But challah, you're going to do when the chiyuv challah kicks in when you make the grain, make the dough. Yain v'shemen al yimkarlo. When you maybe don't sell them wine or oil, shum motzien mide bracha. Because what about the bracha you're going to make when you drink from them and you use them? So, ein l'davar sof. So therefore, the Gemara does not have an answer to that. So maybe the Gemara is saying that that's not the real answer of why a mochrin. Maybe we go back to the other answer of Revia. But always also, you cannot sell the Meimagasas. Right? Behemadaka, that was the Minhug. But this is Behemagasa, you can't. Why? Ma Behem Behemagasa, Ma Behem Behemadaka, says the Gemara, Behemagasa Yesh Ba Chiyav Chatas. Behemagasa, when you, there's a potential Isser Daraisa for the Jew, because Shvisas Behemto. The guy is going to use this animal to work on Shabbos, and that's your Avera. Behemadaka ain't Ba Chiyav Chatas. But not Behemadaka, because Behemadaka is not used for work, and therefore there's no worry. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? A guy could do an Issa Daraisa with a Behemadaka too. Veino chole, veino gozes. He can milk the cow, he could shear the cow, he can milk the goat, he could shear the animal. So that's a Daraisa. So why is that, why is there a difference between Gasa and Daka? Gemara says, Taman hu misrayef. No, if that guy is milking or shearing, it's his aver. The focus is his act. But by working the animal, it's on the animal, and that's your animal, shvisas behemto, and therefore that's why it's a problem. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Lo behemto shel gohi. But if you sell the animal, this is the animal. There's no violation of shvisas behemto. So what's the whole issue? What's the whole issue? Question mark. So we skip the parentheses. Amr of imi bavloya b'shem rabbanan detaman pa'amim shumachor lo nisayim. You know what the problem is? Sometimes the guy will take it for a trial run. And it'll be Erev Shabbos. He'll check it for a trial run to test it out. And then after 3 days, he'll say, I don't want it. So it'll come out that it was the Jews during the trial, and maybe one of those days was Shabbos. The Nimsa, skip, change the Dalet, Reish to a Dalet, Oved Avoda, Bibbehemta Shah Yisrael. Right? And it'll come out that he did work with a Jew's animal. And that's the problem. That's why you're not allowed to sell, because he might work it, and it might end up being yours when he works it. Says the Gemara, Me'atul Nisayin Aser Shlo Nisayin Mutter. So why don't you say you're not allowed to sell to a guy for testing, because then it might end up being yours. But if it's not for testing, so then it is allowed, because then it's a permanent sale, and it's done on Erev Shabbos. Zu Mipnei Zu. It's one mission the other. I mean, kind of like a low plug. Right? It's all included. You can't say this kind of sale is good, this kind of sale is not. That din wouldn't hold. When our banan make laws, it has to be across the board in order for it to hold. period. Right? The Aveir of Shisas Behemta is not one of the 39 Malachas, but it's included in the Issa Daraisa. There is a question we're not going to get into now. What is the relationship between Shisas Behemto and the law of Mechamer Achar Behemto? That's one discussion that we need to have. But even the other, Cholev, interesting, it says Cholev, milking. Which Malacha is Chaliva? Which Malacha is Chaliva? So just to get the sheet of the Rambam holds the Chaliva is Dush. Right, the threshing. The Rambam says not only is chaliva dash milking a cow, because dash is you're taking out the kernel from the shaft on the inside, you're separating, so that's milking the cow. That's a chovel, according to the Rambam also. You're removing the blood from its natural space where it is, so that also is within dash. The Rambam has an important tashita of dash in Hilchah Shabbos and Peraches, but hopefully we'll get to that another time. Okay, we'll stop here, and see you next time here in Makom Shenagu.